me share with you two beautiful purgatory stories to continue inspiring you in your own devotion to the souls in purgatory. There was once a woman who was walking through a cemetery, and she was doubting the power of the small prayers that she would offer to God. And God, seeing this doubt that she was having, showed her this brief vision of a young boy with a golden thread and a golden hook fishing souls in purgatory out of purgatory. When she got the vision, she said, "This is so odd. What could this possibly mean?" She kept walking through the graveyard and she saw a young boy praying at the grave of his mother, praying Our Fathers and Hail Marys. And God revealed to her that these little prayers that that young boy was doing were efficacious in getting souls in purgatory out. So we should also not lose hope if we are not able to offer masses and these amazing prayers, but all that we can offer are, just as they say, Pater Nostris and Ave Marias. Those are powerful before the throne of God if offered with sincere and humble love and faith. And the second story comes to us from the time of St. Francis de Sales. Now, there was a time when he was stationed in Padua, and there was this terrible tradition that the young men of the town had at the time. At night, they would go out with this weapon that they had from that time, and they would call out to random people, "Who goes there? Who goes there?" And if you didn't answer, they would shoot it at you, whatever the thing was. I'm not even sure exactly what the weapon was. They would do this sort of in jest, but it would often lead to terrible results. So one night, there was a man who was doing that terrible tradition. Then he accidentally killed someone. He immediately ran off in fright, seeing what he had just done, and he went into this widow's house. He knocked on her door and he said, "Ma'am, I have just done something terrible. Please have mercy on me before the police find me. Let me hide in your house." So she took him in and told him, "I will help you with whatever I can. I will speak to the police. I will help you so that they will have clemency on you." Well, soon after, the police knocked on her door and brought the body of her son, who happened to be the one who was killed. She began weeping uncontrollably, because she loved her son, obviously, very dearly. And then she turned towards the man and realized that she was actually hiding her son's murderer. And she almost choked him and was so angry at him and said, "How could you possibly do that to my son? What did he ever do to you?" And in that moment, she was touched by the grace of God. And she remembered that she was a Catholic Christian and that she was called to forgive. And so she touched on that grace and forgave him and embraced him. And she offered to God, and she said to God, "God, I offer to you, I forgive this man." And she told him, "My friend, do not worry. I will not press charges against you, and I will help you with whatever you need." Now you can imagine how astoundingly difficult that was. God saw that action and was moved to the core. The next night, she had a vision of her son who appeared to her all in glory, about to enter heaven. And he told her, "Mother, God saw the action and the mercy that you had on my murderer. And because you forgave him his sins, God forgave me all of my sins. Had you not done that, I would have been in purgatory, suffering terrible, painful sufferings for many, many years." At that, she was completely floored and astounded, seeing how merciful God is. So my friends, I hope this inspires you to trust in the small prayers that you offer God and to embrace forgiving other people so that God can grant that same grace to the souls in purgatory. My friends, I please ask you to continue having mercy on me by praying for my continued healing, to continue donating to GoFundMe if you are able to. We're almost at 100% of the amount. To pray for this channel and support it in any way you can. Thank you for joining me. I will see you in the next one.